Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jimmy Moore. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Van Camp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Durham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Durham. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler strikes out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham juggles the ball. That's an error on Durham. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Camp. McNair reaches second base with a double. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball towards right. Webb catches it and throws to third to double up. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Warsler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Camp. Moore reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McNair bunts towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grove for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer bunts in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 2 in the game. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Miller pinch hits for Ed Durham. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering pinch hits for Rabbit Warsler. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.